Every time it rains, you're here in my head, like the sun coming out. I just know that something good is gonna happen. Cloud Busting, Kate Bush. For anyone searching for light in the dark, you deserve every good thing. Dear listener, the idea for Weather Girl lived in my head for a couple of years before I started writing it, and it's been a romantic comedy ever since my first lightning strike of inspiration, one with no shortage of climate-related puns. In the middle of the drafting process, it also became a romantic comedy with a depressed protagonist. On paper, it sounds like those two things shouldn't mix. Rom-coms are escapist and exciting and often full of hijinks. And yet, what I've loved the most about them, as we've seen this category evolve, is their capacity to balance those wild, escapist plots with the kind of realism I used to avoid in my storytelling. For a while, I've written about Jewish characters whose backgrounds are similar to mine, but it's rarer for me to explore mental health in a way that comes close to my own experience. In Weather Girl, Ari's depression is mostly manageable, and it's taken nearly a decade for her to get to that point. There are also complications with her family and relationship history she works to untangle over the course of the book. I tried to write her depression with care and sensitivity, with the understanding that this illness doesn't have a magic cure. That said, Ari's experience is not every experience, and each mental health journey looks different. Very few, including mine, are a straight line. More than anything, I wanted this book to highlight a neurodiverse heroine who happens to be on medication and in therapy, falling in love and thriving. I wanted to show the messy, heavy parts of her life alongside the moments that sweep her off her feet. And I wanted a hero who'd love her through her dark days, not despite them. Because to me, that is the most romantic thing of all. With so much love, Rachel. If any of this subject matter is triggering to you, please be gentle with yourself while listening. The following resources are available 24/7. Crisis Text Line, www.crisistextline.org, or text HOME to 741741. National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 1-800-273-8255. Samaritan's Helpline, 1-877-870-4673. Call or text. 1. Forecast. Cloudy with a chance of public humiliation. There's something especially lovely about an overcast day. Clouds dipped in ink, the sky ready to crack open, the air turning crisp and sweet. It's magic, the way the world seems to pause for a few moments right before a downpour. And I can never get enough of that heady anticipation, this sense that something extraordinary is about to happen. Sometimes I think I could live in those moments forever.
What was that?
My brother asks from the driver's seat. It's possible I've just let out a contented sigh.
Are you getting emotional about rain again?
I've been staring, well, gazing out the window as the early morning sky surrenders to a drizzle. No, that doesn't sound like something I'd do. Because it's not just that I'm emotional about rain. It's that rain means the thrill of tracking a cold front as it moves in from the Pacific. It means knee-high boots and cable-knit sweaters, and it's simply a fact that those are the best clothes. I don't make the rules. For so many people, weather is small talk, the thing you discuss when you've run out of conversation topics at a party, or you're on a first date with a guy who lives in his parents' basement and thinks you two could be really happy down there together. Can you believe the weather we're having? It's a source of joy or frustration, but rarely anything in the middle.